This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity, as far as I'm concerned. Joe Messina, your co-host, one of your two, she's sitting there with a big smile on her face. She's waiting for me to introduce her.
What?
Why don't you introduce yourself? How come I always have to introduce you?
That's kind
of chauvinistic, isn't it?
I can't. I'm uncomfortable talking about myself, so I can't. You know, I may be of Hollywood. I was in Hollywood, I was not of Hollywood, so I'm not prone to tooting my own horn, as it were.
Hollywood, yeah, a place you don't want to hang out too long in, if you would. Because,
no,
you know,
and I've been doing it since I was a kid. I grew up in Hollywood. I grew up in Hollywood in not healthy ways. I grew up as an entertainer. I started dancing at a really young age. Speaking of movies, one of the people who took me under their wing, I can't even talk, was Marge Champion. You're talking about these old movies. Marge and Gower Champion were amazing choreographers of that day, of the MGM musicals. And she discovered I could dance.
You know,
and
some of us don't know any of this stuff.
Well, you should. You should make a list as I speak and look it up when I'm done. And there were a couple people that took me under their wing. So I've been in Hollywood a long time.
It's like I know what music I like, but I can't always tell you who the singer was or who the band was.
I can't either.
Right? I know what movies I really like, but I couldn't tell you, like, who was in them a lot of times and don't really care kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, movies were TV and movies were my refuge. You know, I was a kid who was I had to escape. So I would scooch my chair really close to the TV set and that's where I would be until I was told to go to bed.
Well, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that about you. Really, seriously.
Oh, yeah, no. All of my therapists said it's not a big surprise that I wound up working in television, because that was a safe place in my house. That was the only peaceful time we had in the house, is when I was plugged up to that television set. I was trying to find the old original Lassie series for my grandson the other day, and I couldn't find it other than to
you
gotta
buy. You got to be careful, though, because shows like that usually have a lot of innuendos about racism in them.
A
friend on the left, they'll tell you, I'm sure.
That's true. So. That's true. That dog, man, he probably deep down hated him some black people.
I think he had more white fur than the brown fur. So I think that was planned, frankly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't
I didn't
help
see anybody black in that town, to be honest.
This is how ridiculous it's become, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously. And I think most people kind of laugh it off. They don't think about it. You go, wait a minute. This is getting into the head of your kids and your friends and other people who, you know, how many times have you been with a friend who's not always connected properly? And they'll start off with a story. You know what? I think I heard on the news the other day that this black kid this or this Asian kid this. And they got it all wrong. They've got it like that fight that happened the other day off the docks. Did you see the whole video or just the news portion of the video?
I didn't. What happened on the dock? Oh, you're talking about the what they're calling a race riot?
Yes.
A race?
Yes.
It just looked like two guys fighting to me.
That's exactly what it, basically that's what it was, and it started off with them picking on some woman on a bench. And I think it was a white woman, I'm not sure, but and it doesn't really matter. Why was it a race issue?
Because, listen, it's what the left do. My sister, man, her whole life is based on she and her ex-husband, or her former husband passed away, their whole life was about race and equality and social justice. And I swear, every time I was with them, they would see racism under every rock. And I'm like, how did I miss that? You know?
Yeah, I always said, if you really look for it, okay,
you'll find
you
whatever
you're looking
for. You
can make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
You manifest it. Whatever you're looking for, you will find. And I think we were talking earlier, maybe off the air, about how much more pleasant women on the right are. And I think it's because we expect people to be nice. The people that we deal with on our side are generally nice people. So we don't have to look at people as not being able to take care of themselves or, you know, we don't have that same soft bigotry of low expectations that the left walks around with. You know, my sister and her family loved me when I was on welfare and didn't have a job. The minute I moved up the ranks and kept moving up the ranks and got a viable, well-paying job as a TV writer, producer, they wanted nothing to do with me. I betrayed them.
I don't know. I look at this stuff and say, can't, and I caught heck for this a couple of years back, right? And you know what I mean when I say, I'm not looking at color. I'm not looking for color.
Right.
I don't, you know, if I say I don't see color, people get mad. They go, I guess I don't know any way to put it. I'm not sitting there going, yeah, you know what? I had lunch with my black female friend today.
Right.
I don't get it.
That's different from saying I don't see color, because personally I'm offended if you don't see that I'm a black woman. I like being a black woman. I like the way I look as a black woman. I don't think I'd be cute as a white woman. So I don't want
that. You don't know that. You could be cute as a white woman. Just as
I doubt it. And then I talk funny. I was just like...
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on my co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me as she does every Friday. Sonia, you know, I forgot to mention, stupid me, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the people in Hawaii.
Oh, and, my goodness.
Oh, I can't, where are you going to go? I mean.
That's what I was thinking today. It's an island.
Right, we're going to jump in. Some of them have jumped in the water, but
they,
I don't know if that water's a shark infested. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I can't even imagine.
It's got to be really bad that you would jump into the ocean to save your life. My church's sister, one of my, you know, sister churches to my church is gone. It's destroyed. I can't believe how many people, how much property's been destroyed, and what that air quality must be like, and there's no place to go.
No. No, and it's burning down. A friend of mine goes there every summer to one of the smaller islands or whatever. And he says the place that he goes, he saw on the news, and he said, gone. The city, or the little town, whatever it's called, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I heard. Downtown Maui is gone. My pastor said there's some old tree, one of the oldest of its type, a tree, and that was burned down. And
wow.
It's just,
well, there's not going to be much left. Because the stuff is burned in front of it. And, you know, here's where you want to just slap the left around sometimes. And I'm sorry for saying it that way, but, you know, the eco-freaks don't allow these people to clean out the brush. They don't allow the people to clean things up.
Don't.
And
burn.
When anything like this happens, it flies through.
It flies through, and then the left still blames it on
climate change.
And listen, I lived in an area, you know where I used to live, and one of the things, and we had a fire chief who lived across the street, and he says the biggest fear is that this mountain behind me would go up because they haven't done any, they wouldn't let them do any controlled burns, and it hasn't burned at all for 60 to 100 years. Well, hell, the year before I moved out, that sucker lit up, and it was like watching lava. It was amazing. The whole side was, it was a mess.
Well, the day we moved into our house here, and you know where I live, I came in with the last load. Okay, I come to the bottom of the street, and it's a fire truck there. My license hasn't been changed yet, right? And they're not letting me up because the whole hill behind my house and the 10 acres back there were all on fire. They hadn't burned
my
in 30
gosh.
Years. And I said to the guy, I mean, God bless, like, dude, why would I be taking furniture to a place I didn't belong? Right? You know, cut me some slack here. Then I had to call Tammy and say, hey, if you're trying to get to the house, good luck. Because, you know, whatever. But they knocked it down pretty quick. It was nice.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I've got some real fire story. I was looking for something the other day, and I realized, oh, it's in my evacuation pod. I used to have to be evacuated. You know, I'd have something packed because I'd have to run all the time. But, yeah, it's I don't know how they were going to come out of this in Hawaii. I've never been.
I haven't either. I mean, maybe that's why I haven't been, because it's only an island. I don't want to be stuck there, you know?
I know. I'm afraid of tsunamis. I never thought about the fire angle.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And just going like a belt of fire right across them. But our hearts and prayers go out to those. And I'm hoping nobody.
Absolutely.
Listen, you people that do have some money in your wallet and you get these phone calls from organizations, maybe you don't like the Red Cross, you don't like one of these Samaritan's Purse, it doesn't matter. The money goes to the people through those. Don't answer the phone when, Mike calls you and says, we're trying to help those people, and why $20 would go a long way. Don't do that. Don't get taken. And then you feel bad after you're taken. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, don't believe Ray Ray's charity truck is going to drive things over to the people of Hawaii.
We got a plane ready to go. We just need some more gas, and $100 from you will go a long way. You know, and the 16 other guys in the room are calling for that same $100. So, all right, something I learned something today. I didn't know before that there was a such thing as a black supremacist. And what?
That can't be, because we cannot.
And
the left has told us that we can't be racist. So
Well, a North Texas elementary school teacher and self-described black supremacist is now out of a job because of her anti-white mentions on social media. Now, I don't know what she was responding to, but she was responding to somebody, and she says, I enjoy being a racist, and I'm never changing. She also went on to say that, what was it, with another person, in which she claimed that her sister was dating a white man, and that she wanted him dead for daring to enter her black-only home. This is not... this is not the mindset of most of the black folks that I know.
I think she's getting a kick out of the attention. I don't know anybody like that either.
Although, wait a minute. I will tell you something. You and I have talked about this before. It just came to my mind. You know what church I used to go to.
Yes.
And I remember at times the black women, I'd hear them talking about black men dating white women.
Oh.
And apparently that's somewhat taboo.
Yeah.
Look at this one. Go ahead. Come on.
It can be a sticky topic. I personally don't care because I've always dated who and what and where I wanted to, but. But women are possessive by nature, and we're all vying for the same pool of people. So I get that, and I think we have a history of that makes us very sensitive to that sort of thing. But I have found also with black families, if one of the children brings the new boyfriend or girlfriend in and they happen to be white, they're very warm to that person, as opposed to I have seen with white families, if the child brings in a black boyfriend or girlfriend, there could be trouble. My sister's ex-husband, the parents were like, I can't even acknowledge this. What if you guys have children? I can't put their picture on the mantle with the other good children. And doesn't
wow.
joke. And the father sat him down and said, look, I mean, it's okay to mess around with these women, but you don't marry them.
Really?
Yep. Can you imagine?
No. You know me. I can't mention that at all. And
no.
I remember my pastor once doing a sermon and saying, yeah, you're okay being here, sitting next to them folks, but when your daughter, your white daughter, brings home my little black boy, then there's a problem. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. There are questions being raised about the newly appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigations. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's happy with the idea of the appointment, but he is surprised that it is Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss.
Short answer to your question is, it's about time. On the other hand, I have some question about Weiss doing it.
Republicans have accused the Justice Department of giving Hunter preferential treatment in the case by offering him a sweetheart deal. The last voyage of the Demeter is setting sail at the box office. The horror film that features Dracula netted $750,000 from Thursday previews at North American theaters. It's expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its first weekend against a budget of $45 million. Meanwhile, Barbie is expected to take first place for the fourth straight week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, Joe, at therealside.com, Joe, at therealside.com. Okay, let me bring her on, my co-host for tonight. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her perspective, especially in the entertainment world, which I am of no part. I don't get it. I don't understand those people, and I don't think you can smoke enough crack to understand those people. But
I don't understand them either. But going back to that story that we just touched on before the break, that woman, that school teacher,
yeah,
who is clearly a racist, I don't, you know, black supremacist, whatever, she had no reason, no right to being around children. I'm glad they fired her, and I know how difficult it is to fire teachers here in California. But I'm glad they got rid of her because she should not have ever been around children with that sort of attitude.
Yeah, it's interesting that when you read more of the story, you know, and they talk about the being, you know, the sister introducing him to the boyfriend and this kind of thing, and she's trying to stay calm, and she knows I'm a racist. And why? It's like, really? How do you get that? How do you get that visibly shaken mad at something like that? I mean, you really have to have some issues between the ears, don't you?
Well, it sounds like that's her identity, is being a racist. So, I mean, I don't know anybody that far gone, but whatever you attach yourself to, if that's what, you know, she says she enjoys being that. So why should she give it up?
You may know, you know, look, I hate to admit it, but in my past, I knew guys or found out truly how racist they were. I mean, violently, not violently. You could just see the emotion when they talked about being a racist. I've had a few people I've actually walked away from who I was friends with.
Wow.
And it's like, I didn't know you were like this. I didn't know this side of you. And it's funny because some of these people I knew for 10 or 12 years.
Wow. I wonder what caused them to be that dogmatic about it.
I hate to say this, but I think it was the Obama, Eric Holders world and all that. And there might have been, there probably was a line of racism there to begin with.
And that didn't help.
That was like gasoline on an open flame for
right.
them.
Right.
Even when you sit there and you say, you know, like, not all Italians are the mafia people, okay? So you can't make broad brush assertions like that. You just can't do it.
Yeah. And here's the thing, even in saying that, it's not, I'm pretty sure even though they were racist, they had a little touch of it before Obama and the Eric Holder and the Valerie Jarrett years and all that. I don't think that they were upset, and I could be putting, you know, more thought into this than they do, that there was a black president. I think they were upset at the policies and what they did because they gave you a lot to be mad at. Sadly,
true.
Obama, Eric Holder, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, golly, why did it have to be them? Out of all the black people, out of all the
right.
bars you could have walked into.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
so,
there you go.
No, it's just, you know, you don't even have to be racist to be mad at what was going on during those eight years.
A guy like me, the white guy, if I start saying, you know, Obama's terrible because of this or that, or I don't agree with this, Jimmy Carter came out and says that if you don't agree with Obama, it's because you're a racist. I said, no, if I don't agree with Obama,
right.
it's because I think he sucks at his job.
Right.
It has absolutely nothing to do with what color he is.
Right.
You know?
But again, they refuse to let you do that because they have to make everybody racist, and especially if you're on the right. So,
well, it gives them power, right? I mean, ultimately,
yes.
that's what it does.
Yes, and especially because for years we let that shut us up. We didn't
yeah.
fight against that name. We said, oh, and I often wonder when people say, and that's the worst thing you could be called. Really? Because I can think of a whole lot of stuff you could call me that would upset me more.
More than being a race and being
yeah,
called a racist,
I mean,
right?
I know I'm not, so I couldn't care less. But there are some other things you could call me that would probably...
Yeah, isn't that funny? I'm glad you said that, because I say that to people all the time, and they just look at me confused. And I go, look, you can call me whatever you want to, because I know I'm not those things.
Right?
So I don't really care. I mean, I look at your ignorance at that point and go, yeah, well, they don't know me. That's the problem. You know?
They don't want to know you, Joe. I've seen you put people all out of, you know, filter at the school board meetings, and I often wonder, have any of them just, like, taken to lunch, taken you for coffee, just to get to know who you were, rather than assuming who you are based on your color or some
nope.
of these things that they take out of context and pin on you.
And I've made the offer and even said I would pay for lunch.
What?
Or coffee or whatever you
wow.
want. You could ask me any question you want. Nothing is off limits. And that's
they
how we get
to
know each other. They're not interested.
They're not interested.
So,
where do you have to be in life where anger and hatred feels better than...
But there's a difference between us and them, too, is again, I don't, maybe you hang around people like this, I don't, but, you know, the conservatives that I know, the you know, people, Republicans that I know, when they look at the left to a big degree, I mean, it's gotten kind of worse over the last few years, but to a big degree, we see them as ignorant and uninformed. They
yeah.
see us as totally evil and hateful,
right.
you know, blacks, gays, lesbians, and so forth.
Right.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
So.
But they refuse to get to know any of us.
Too. Yeah, it might scare them. Actually, it's funny. I had an attorney on the other night. We were on the same page as far as this whole transgender thing and parental notification. Mm-hmm. And she was fighting the school. Again, lifelong Democrat. And she
wow.
even said it. She said, you and I couldn't be more apart on social or political issues. She said, but this is proof positive that we can come together.
There are
to protect our kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it was hilarious. It was a great way to say, look, we can do this. We can talk to each other. That's what they want. They don't want us talking to each other.
Right. Oh, not at all. That's what the whole cancel culture is all
yeah.
about. And making us feel guilty about things we say and calling us names. And it's just to keep us shut up. Yep. And as long as we can't speak to one another, we can't solve these problems. And yeah. if we solve these problems, then the Democrat Party, the left, is out of work.
So true. I mean, it's really all they have. Don't you agree? I mean,
they've got really, nothing.
That's right. If they don't have racism, if they don't have strife, they've got nothing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this one, which I find interesting. Sorry. St. Louis Mayor. He commemorated Mike Brown's nine years after the local teen robbed a store. All right? I mean, St. Louis Mayor Tashora Jones commemorated the nine-year anniversary of Mike Brown's death. 9 years ago, the leftists torched and looted dozens of businesses in Ferguson. After Mike Brown bum-rushed and beat a cop and was shot dead, I want you to know, today's history books, the newer books, say that he was an unarmed black young man that a white police officer shot.
Just getting some Starburst or something, right? He was just...
right? And the left tried for months to try to paint Mike Brown as a gentle giant, but when you look at his arrest records, you look at truly the person that he was, he was a violent young man. Black, white, green, or purple. He was a violent young man.
If you listen to the witnesses to the case, who happened to also be black,
yep.
they don't corroborate the story that the leftist has successfully shoved down our throats, is that this is an innocent, poor little guy who was, you know.
Well, he was the hands-up one, remember?
Hands
that was
up,
the one they tried to sell his hands-up, don't shoot.
Which was never said, apparently.
No. And that came, to your point, you just brought back my recollection. The witnesses, you know, the black witnesses even came forward and said that. And then, and they even said that, he rushed the officer and they struggled to get his gun. Yeah. And Eric Holder had to throw his hands up and say, you know, there's nothing here. I can't work with this.
Right.
And the local DA. But the school books, the history books show that he was unarmed, an unarmed young black man shot by a white cop. That's what your kids are going to be looking at for the next 10 years so they replace those books.
Yep. Not my kids, because I tell them the truth.
Yeah.
There is really something our country has become allergic to, the truth, and it's not doing us any good. We've really got to just speak it out, even with our families, who I know it's more difficult with our families
and
our workplaces, but we've got to speak the truth.
When we come back, we're going to speak the truth. We're going to talk about how the appellate courts are way too white, so black folks don't stand a chance.
That is true. That is definitely true.
Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe Lucido, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Sonya Smith joins me. She's my co-host here on the show every Friday. I always appreciate her input as well. Sonya, one of the people in the chat room, I used to joke about this all the time. I'm glad he's saying it. He says, hey, I live in the Appalachian Mountains. I still haven't found my white privilege. Like, can you help me find it?
Yeah, you ain't going to find it in the Appalachian Mountains.
You know? No, it's...
Well, I bet it's gorgeous up there, though, and you know?
Yeah.
I've seen pictures... And I'm a mountain girl, so...
Yeah, I'm not a beach person either. I love the woods and the trees and the smell of the trees, especially after it rains and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I'm just too old to do it by myself, you know?
Yeah.
No,
I hear you.
But it's still in my heart. I'm like, God, remove this from my heart because I can't. I'm not a city girl. I was in my garage the other few weeks ago, and I saw this shining light. I was like, what the heck is that bright light? And I looked through the little opening, and it was Macy's. Like, I can't believe I live across the street from a Macy's. You know, I lived in my last two homes.
Is that a species of tree?
Right. It's the sequoia, the oak, and the Macy's. But my last two houses, one was in the Los Padres National Forest, the other one was in the Angeles National Forest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you definitely had a lot of wildlife around you.
Yeah, and I, you know, I camped and did all that as a child, so it's no surprise that that's where I'm most comfortable. But, I wish I could live that life again.
Yeah, no, it was definitely pretty, and, you know, some of the places... Well, I want to go into all that because people like that. We don't care where you lived. All right. Anyhow, look. Yeah, they don't care about us.
Let me tell you something. You better care. It's very important that you care about everybody.
Otherwise, I'm going to feel like you did something against me. I'll be offended or something like
that. I'll be triggered. I don't want to get triggered.
Oh, triggered. There you go. That's even better. All right, so recently there was an argument about some of the issues going on with the Supreme Court, the appellate courts, and what have you. And when you look at the courts and the way the courts are laid out and who's on these courts, I think it's hilarious that one of the complaints right now is the reason that there's so many issues in the court system, and especially at the appellate level, is because they're almost all white. 98% of the judges on these appellate courts are white. So, I always have a hard time with this because I go, if a judge is true of heart, right, truly loves the law, true of heart, it wouldn't matter what color or what sex they were or what gender they were, they're going to follow the law. Right?
I would hope. But it would seem that it would be more to the advantage of non-whites because these judges are being trained and raised to be very race conscious and woke and all that. So I don't know what they're complaining about because they pack judges with people who are not going to follow.
Oh,
we've seen it. It's getting worse
and worse. You're right.
It's getting worse and worse. So yep. I don't know what the complaint is other than they just have to keep saying stuff like that so it looks bad.
Well, it's the appellate courts. So they're saying, you know, it's a long article. But what they're saying is this. At the lower federal courts, at the superior court level and what have you, when you keep, losing your cases and you appeal them up, when you get to the appellate court, which is what we're secretly always trying to do, because there's more white folks on the appellate court, that's how we win. We get to the appellate courts, and the appellate court will overturn some of these rulings or whatever. Like the ninth district court is, to me, hilarious because they've actually ruled against themselves at times. If you go back and look, so I get the biggest kick out of this. But can we get back to the reality in? And I realize there's some judges that obviously are not for the law. Usually they have their problems. I get that. But if they're following the law, it's real simple. Don't break the law. Don't break the law. You won't have to appeal this thing 15 times.
That's how you stay out of the... Yeah, that would be a good way to not have to deal or concern yourself with who the judges are. I never wake up and go, golly, man, if those judges in the appellate court were... just look like me, I'd have a better chance. You know, it's because I don't wake up in the morning and think about how I can break the law.
Well, I had a conversation with a educator friend of mine, and the conversation kind of centered around kids in the classroom learn better, and I didn't. I guess I turned it on her without trying. Kids in the classroom learn better when they see somebody who looks like them.
I know
where they were going, right?
True. Yeah.
Okay. So I said, what do you mean? Are you talking about color? Or fat like me? Short like me?
Or
female?
Same sex?
Where do you draw the line? She was trying to sell me on the fact that we need more black teachers because the black kids feel, you know, they don't feel comfortable in a classroom. They're going, wait a minute. What if most of the classrooms have, just for conversation's sake, out of the 30 kids, there's three black kids? So does that mean in the statement that all the white kids are going to be uncomfortable because it's a black teacher? Or do we automatically have to feel comfortable with a black teacher? But they're making their own pretzel here.
Yeah, these kids, if they're told that they're going to do better, if they have someone of their same color, or if they're told, you know, listen, CRT is prime example of dividing people up into colors. So, yeah, they're going to be more conscious of it. I had some friends years ago that became got out of the draft for because they were male and they were male. They
yeah.
got out of the draft because they were going to go into school teaching at a time where they were saying we need more men in the school, just in the classrooms, and they were able to get out of the draft based on that. Now I don't know that having males in the classroom is, you know.
I don't either.
You can achieve so many things, and you don't have to have someone who looks like you to do it. Otherwise, Obama would have never been president, you know?
He won twice by overwhelming numbers in a country that is overwhelmingly racist.
Racist. So,
I'm still trying to figure this out.
Here's the thing. If you want to promote education for black kids to the point where they can be, you know, that they're motivated to be school teachers and judges, that's a good thing. Maybe now with affirmative action, we can actually get that done on a meritocracy rather than just letting, you know.
That was part of the fight. One of the things that was mentioned in, you know, having too many white people on the appellate court, that it's what helped kill affirmative action. And it was, they were saying it in a derogatory way.
Right, of course. They're going to spin themselves in circles.
I'm glad you said that, though. Because I say it, too. I go, it's not that maybe we should be thinking that the only reason you made it to your judgeship was because of affirmative action, but it really does take away from it to a degree. And what are they saying again? They're saying that black folks can't make it there without affirmative action? Really?
And we need their votes.
I forgot that part. I'm sorry. Yeah, there you go.
No. But it isn't fun being on the other side of that and people wondering if you are there because of, you know, their kindness. And then when you, in my case, when I was in the business a few years and I got better than or equal to my, the other peers who felt good about themselves because they were helping me along, they thought. Me just being allowed to be there was helping me along. And again, they turned on me, just like my sister. They turn on you when you become capable. They don't like that.
When you show them you have a brain that works, that you really actually logically work through things.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why that TV show that I told you I pitched, where the maid was a detective at night, nobody suspected anything of her. Because by day, she played the humble, know-nothing slave, or the housekeeper.
Right.
Just, you know, we can stay under the radar because here, you know, the left doesn't expect much of us.
No. No, they don't. And again, it's you and I have talked about this a million times. The comments they make it look like the black, or people of color, not even just the black community anymore, but people of color are too stupid to figure it out. And you would think somebody finally would say, you know what? I guess it is being said. We just need to be louder. Where somebody's saying, "Will you stop? We're not ignorant. We're not stupid. We're not incapable of, you know, taking care of ourselves."
Well, they think that those people are too stupid to know the difference. We're just brainwashed and you know, doing the white man's bidding. So we're so stupid we don't know we're stupid. That's how stupid we are.
Somebody said that once. Says, you know, just, you have to feel sorry for stupid people because they don't know they're stupid.
Yeah. Ignorance, I think, is bliss. I'll be honest with you.
Well,
I wish I didn't know half the stuff I know.
Yeah, I know. It really does pull on your heartstrings. Some of the stuff we see them doing to our kids and other things. All right, Sonia, we'll see you back here next week.
I can go have dinner?
I got another hour to go before I eat. But if you look at me, you know I can probably go a month without eating. I'd be fine. Anyway, all right. Have a great rest of the night. God bless. Come see your host, Don't Go Far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.
41.